T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I just lost my remote control. Starbucks coffee came back cold. The iPhone update took too long. No data to Shazam that song. The cleaning lady's late. Oh, how am I gonna get by? No Snapchat or Instagram, lest I get on Wi-Fi. First world problems. They're out of your craft beer. First world problems. No phone is my biggest fear. First world Fridays. On KMBZ. First world Fridays. With Wick and Jimmy.
22980 is the phone number, or is the text line, I should say. Text in your first world problems. 22980. I had a huge first world problem.
I thought you had one yesterday, didn't you? And yeah. I said, save that for First World Friday, and I don't even remember what it was now.
Facebook going down.
Oh, yes.
Ruined my life.
The end of the universe happened this week, and you survived.
I program a lot of our Facebook page, stuff that goes up overnight, a lot of the weekend stuff, a lot of the stuff that we put up, Jamie, for our videos and our podcasts and things. A lot of the tools that we use for Facebook to get content on there for you to read and interact with. Jamie, I couldn't put it up and I was going nuts. Could not handle it when the Facebook outage hit the world. Somehow, we survived.
You're all right, though.
I'm better. It's still not perfect, but it's much better than it was 24 hours ago and way better than it was 36 hours ago.
Yes. It seems to be better. Mine's fine. Mine was not. Mine's okay now.
Your Facebook?
Everything's fine. Yeah.
Your life?
And I don't feel like I missed anything. I don't feel like I missed any moments. My only thing at the moment is I'm kind of, so I have some regular happy hour places that I kind of like, and I'm kind of getting stale on them.
Yeah.
I kind of need some new ideas.
Okay.
Particularly for places that have happy hour till 7. Not just 6.
As opposed to 6?
As opposed to 7. Because I have friends that, like, I met a girlfriend yesterday who was supposed to get off work at 5. Life happened. She didn't get off work till 6. We had said we were going to do happy hour. I need places that are open until 7 o'clock. I'm kind of running out of ideas, which is a very first world problem. The fact that I have been to so many restaurants that I now need new ideas for happy hour.
You should go to Rockafire. Oh, it's gone.
Yeah, that's not.
Oh, man.
Wasn't a happy hour. Yeah. So if you have ideas, feel free to let me know.
They always had a good special. It was like, $10 got you 2 tall boys and $10 worth of quarters or tokens or whatever. And now it's gone.
Really quick, somebody's asking about an update on New Zealand. I believe President Trump is supposed to make some comments about it before he makes other comments at 2:30.
Yeah, before he goes against the will of the people and acts as a tyrant, he's going to make some kind of
something like that.
Make some kind of statement about, yes. A white person killing a whole bunch of Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be real riveting.
If you are texting places in about happy hour, I only care if they're open till 7 o'clock. So make sure they're open till 7 o'clock. For happy hour, I mean. Happy hour till 7. That's what I want.
This one from the text line. My first world problem is deciding between the car's navigation or my phone's. I'd go car just for battery's sake.
I'd go phone. It's easier.
Okay.
But I've never had car navigation, so
mine's,
I don't know what
great.
That's like.
I'll take you. All right.
The 2009 is what my car does not have in car navigation.
People who can't live without guns are my first world problem. I did not send that in. That's just reading verbatim from the text line.
The Applebee's ran out of French fries.
How does that happen?
Told us we could substitute any other side. When we chose onion rings, said we'd have to pay an additional $2.
That's not fair.
Yeah, they should give it to you for free if they're out of the thing that you want. Duh.
From the text line, when I paint my nails, the polish only lasts a day before it chips. I want polish that lasts. I don't want to pay for fake nails.
Is that your number?
That's not me, I swear to God.
That 913 number, is that you?
I haven't got a pedicure in 7 weeks.
Hmm.
It's going to be flip-flop season soon, though. So I got to get these bad boys taken care of.
My new favorite beer is a seasonal beer, and all the liquor stores around me are sold out.
What is it?
I don't know. What is it?
Yeah, text it back, 22980.
Did you see this one?
No.
Oh, it's funny. It's okay.
Okay.
And this is a person that sends 100 texts a day, so I think it's okay.
Okay.
I hope Wicked is bitten by a snake. It's Snake Saturday on Saturday.
Not
a poisonous snake, but an Alabama black snake for sure.
You want me to get bit by a snake?
Is that a reference to something? I thought that was like a sports reference.
No, Snake Saturday's tomorrow.
I know, but the Alabama black snake, I figured they were saying that because it's like a sports reference or something.
To my knowledge.
All right, well, then they genuinely just want you to be
snake bit
by a snake.
Snake bit. Literally get bit by a snake. Thanks. Mm-hmm. I hope I don't get bit by a snake.
That's not very nice.
I may be going to Snake Saturday and shockingly sober going to Snake Saturday, which doesn't sound nearly as fun as the other Snake Saturdays I've been to.
Oh, my gosh. I think my dog ate my daughter's favorite binky.
Oh, no.
Ate it?
How big is your dog and how small is the binky?
I guess I'll figure it out 8 hours from now when I take her outside. Oh, my gosh.
That's too bad.
Somebody asked, why do I consider a 10-year-old car so old? I don't, but compared to Wicket, who gets a new car every 2 years, that's why I say it. Because I've had the same car forever and he trades often.
This one is going to be around for a while. My wife made sure of it. let's see. My first world problem is bone-shattering potholes that are everywhere. What's wrong?
What?
You'll see in a second. If you look all the way to the top. Go to the top, and you'll see what I'm laughing at here in a second.
Oh,
3212.
Yeah. Okay. I got it.
I don't know why
Did not know that term.
So we're so innocent, everybody knew it now. Everybody's telling us what Alabama black snake really is.
Didn't know that's what that was.
We're so innocent.
Chris, did you
know
that's what an Alabama black snake was?
I'm not sure I want to go there.
Did you know what it is?
Is that a yes or a no?
I know it's a snake in Alabama. That's all I know.
No, that's not what it is.
Apparently, according to the text line, no.
Everybody knew it, and we're getting so educated right now.
Write that one down and store it in the back. Okay.
I knew it meant something else. I assumed that there was something else going on there.
Right.
Are you saying I shouldn't Google this on this computer here?
Just look at the text line. Let's see. McDonald's ran out of ice cream.
How does Applebee's run out of fries, and how does McDonald's run out of ice cream?
And aren't there other McDonald's that they could go and can't they call other McDonald's and say, hey, you
bring
got
us
any?
Over some ice cream.
Yeah.
That's the way I used to work when I worked at Little Caesars.
Yeah.
All the like three in the city would trade. Like, oh, we're low on green pepper. We're low on dough. Send it over. 22980. Keep them coming in on the text line.
Oh, man. I thought when they said binky, they meant blanket. Because that's usually what binky means.
That's usually that's what I know it
is. It
was
a pacifier. That's what they call it.
That's a binky?
That makes a little more sense.
Okay.
Somebody said Seasons 52. I know. I was there yesterday. It does 7 o'clock. That's where I was yesterday.
Somebody said Panera ran out of tomato soup. How does Panera run out of any soup? How does that happen? That's what Panera's known for.
Yeah.
Soup and eating it out of a bread bowl.
Let's see. I got to go through all the snake references now.
I know.
Scroll down to the first world stuff.
First world problem, no hot water for 2.5 weeks. That's more
that's
like
a real problem.
Yeah, that sucks.
That's no joke right there. somebody said, I'm glad I looked up the Alabama black snake on my phone and not on my work computer.
Yeah. Kara?
You're all looking it up now.
Kara, do you know what an Alabama black snake is?
I assume a snake.
See?
She's so sweet, just like we are.
Kara's so innocent.
Okay, what is it?
I can't.
Don't look it up on your work computer.
Look it up on your phone, not your work computer.
Anytime you can't look it up at work, that's a problem.
That's never good.
Text line's so smart. You know,
boy.
We got played a little bit. That's what happened there. We got played.
Someone wished that I got bit by an Alabama black snake at Snake Saturday tomorrow. When you're done with your little news stuff that you're about to do right here, look it up on your phone.
Okay.
Someone's mad that you didn't. I'm particularly annoyed that Mike didn't know that a binky is a pacifier.
I thought a binky was a blanket.
Here's what happens now. You get all the parent shame, too.
That's fine. Parent shame away.
Like now you know the parent stuff, but you're going to get all the shame more, too.
Bring it.
So.
Bring it right here.
Everyone's Googling it now.
You guys are stupid. I've never.
That's fine.
That's fine. Wait, somebody said I'm eating sushi while I drive and getting soy sauce everywhere. Why are you eating sushi while you're driving?
What part of that do you not like? The fact that they're eating sushi at all, or that they're eating it while they're driving?
There's certain foods you don't eat while you drive. Sushi is one of them.
Sushi would be easy to eat while driving.
Are you using chopsticks like an idiot too? The soy sauce is getting everywhere. Do you have to dip it too? Now you're just being ridiculous.
All right,
have a great weekend.
Keep explaining to us what we don't know. Feel free to keep those coming in.
Alabama Black Snake.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.